Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Today, we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the early history of the Muslims, Imam Hasan al-Askari, alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. Imam Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam, the father of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, was the 11th Imam of the infallible Imams from the Ahlul Bayt of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. The blessed and pious Imam carried the banner of Islam, undertook the goals of the religion, and sacrificed his life unto this way. He was indeed a fountainhead of knowledge and wisdom. He faced many incredible difficulties and tragedies and hardships in order to spread and promote and keep intact the high values and goals of the religion of Islam. Truly, there are so many countless favors that have been bestowed upon the Muslims by the divinely appointed Imams, the infallible and immaculate Imams, including Imam Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam. Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we are going through this beautiful conversation that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam has, this beautiful dialogue with one of the most eminent scholars of the city of Qum by the name of Abul Hasan Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Qummi. Of course, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, he describes this individual in very beautiful and profound manners, considering him to be one of his trustees. And so Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, he makes some recommendations to this great scholar. And so, of course, when speaking to a great scholar of a great level, who Imam al-Askari alayhi salam calls a faqih, a jurisprudent, and so calling somebody a faqih, especially when an infallible and immaculate Imam alayhi salam calls an individual a faqih, this is a very big position and status that is being given to such an individual. So the recommendations that are to be given to such an individual should be such as profound, such as powerful, you know, and such as meaningful as that individual is. So Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, he continues, he says that one should learn the religion, one should be certain of things, and that one should undertake the recitation of the Holy Quran. And so, you know, we're almost done with the conversation when it comes to these qualities and attributes. But this is important here, that we should learn the religion. We should not be the kind of individual who doesn't know anything about our religion. We should be educated Muslims, educated about our religion, our faith. We should, and that education that we acquire about Islam, about the Shia faith and the Shia madhab and the Shia school of thought, that education that we receive, that results in becoming certain of certain things, right? We kind of end up having a certain level of yaqeen, a certain level of certainty, because things now logically make sense to us. We have more knowledge. That knowledge, inshallah, with the grace and the blessings of Allah the Almighty, turns into wisdom, you know. And so we learn the religion, and then we start to become certain of certain things. Now, here what's really interesting is this undertaking of the recitation of the Holy Quran. Now, this recitation of the Holy Quran, of course, in this conversation, it shows us the importance of reciting the Holy Quran. And so sometimes we just recite the Holy Quran, you know, because of just to recite it, just to be able to, you know, have these certain words come out of our mouths. When in reality, reciting the Holy Quran, yes, this has rewards, it has effects. Just looking at the Quran has effects, but the purpose is to be able to read and contemplate and learn from the Holy Quran, to take advice from the Holy Quran, to help ourselves via the Holy Quran. And so this is the importance of reciting the Holy Quran on a regular basis as much as we can, you know, but the important thing is to have continuity in the recitation of the Holy Quran. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Askari, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Let me share with you one example from a Christian family of Samarra. You see, Samarra is in the northern part from Baghdad. The Shia area, the present Iraqi situation, the way it is, Baghdad and south is all the way to Basra. This is the Shia area. North you go is the Kurdish area. In between, this is mostly a Sunni area. Samarra happens to be in the Sunni area. And that's why the Daesh has first, you know, target for them on all this campaign that they had was Samarra. Then they would reach to Qadhimain and then go to Karbala and then Najaf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eliminated their problem, alhamdulillah, you know, during our own time. But there you will also see that there is a minority Christian community even now. Although because of ISIS, their number has decreased because of their, you know, migration outside Iraq, they moved away. But they have been there for a long, long time. And even if you, for example, when you hear the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam taken from Kufa to Damascus, there are points where they stopped close to the monasteries of the Christian monks. And these places, some of them have survived even now. And so, you know, presence of Christian individuals in Samarra and those areas those days is not really, you know, out of the norm. And so there was a person by the name of Anush al-Nasrani. He was actually one of the senior administrators of Mu'tamid Billah's administration, the government. And he actually he had two sons who were not feeling well. And he wanted the Imam to come and visit him, his home, and pray for the shafa of the two sons. But he didn't find in himself the courage to approach the Imam directly. So he asked the Khalifa, Mu'tamid, that if you can request him, you know, to fulfill my plea on this issue. And so Imam sent a messenger. He said, you know, there is a request by our administrator by the name of Anush. You know, so we will be taking you with honor and respect to his house. Why? Because the messenger told the Imam that Anush al-Nasrani had told the Khalifa that I would like him to come and do the dua for my sons. Why? نَحْنُ نَتَبَرَّكُ بِدُعَاءِ بَقَايَ النُّبُوَّ وَالرِّسَالَةِ. Because we have a tradition among ourselves in their, you know, Christian community that the dua of those who are the descendants of the Anbiya and the Rusul is more acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.